Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bab istihbab al-ibtija'i ba'da raf'ati al-fajr 'ala janbihi al-ayman wal-hasy 'alayhi sawa'un kana tahajjada bil-layli am la. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh brings a chapter on it being mustahab of lying down on the right side after performing the two rakats of the sunnat of the Fajr Salah, and encouraging to do so whether one has performed Tahajjud Salah or not. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat kana an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha salla rak'atay al-fajr ittaja'a ala shiqqihi al-ayman, rawahu al-Bukhari. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he had performed the two rakat of sunnat of Fajr, he would lie down on his right hand side. Now we have to understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tahajjud was a very long tahajjud. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, hardly they would rest at night. Kanu qalila min al-layli ma yahja'un, all the time, or most part of the time. And especially Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read lengthy rakats of tahajjud salah. We know the incident where Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's feet would become swollen due to standing for such a long period in Salah. And therefore we find that after the Tahajjud Salah, when it was time for Fajr, Rasulullah SAW read his two rakat sunnat of Fajr, and we explained previously the two rakat sunnat of Fajr is not a lengthy sunnat. It is rak'atayni khafifatayn, it is light. Person doesn't need very long sunnah of the two sunnat of Fajr Salah. And then he would rest, not go deep in sleep, just less rest for a little while, few minutes, until Bilal radiallahu anhu informed him that now it is time for Jama'at. Then Rasulullah SAW would stand up and he would lead the Salah. So according to some of the Imams, the Imam, it is mustahab to lie down on the right hand side after two rakat of sunnat of Fajr, whether the person is tahajjud or not, emulating this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, a person should make sure he doesn't go into a very deep sleep, and in doing so then he can miss his Fajr Salah. This is meant especially for those to remove the tiredness of reading such a long tahajjud salah, and then before the Fajr Salah, as we mentioned previously, this is a long Salah compared to the other Salat during the day. Fajr Salah, we find the Qiraat is longer compared to Maghrib, for example, or compared to Isha. So Fajr Salah, because it is a Fard Salat, it is a long Salah, therefore Rasulullah SAW would just rest for a few minutes until Bilal radiallahu anhu would call and tell him that it is now time up for the Fajr Jama'at. وعنها رضي الله عنها قالت كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي فيما بين أن يفرغ من صلاة العشاء إلى الفجر 11 ركعة يسلم بين كل ركعتين ويوتر بواحدة فإذا سكت المؤذن من صلاة الفجر وتبين له الفجر وجاءه المؤذن قام فركع ركعتين خفيفتين ثم اضطجع على شقه الأيمن هكذا حتى يأتيه المؤذن للإقامة رواه مسلم. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله عنها رئيس الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in total 11 rakats of salah at night. So 8 rakats was tahajjud and 3 rakats was witr. So he would read, add one more rakat to the two units that he would read, and make the last 3 witr. So 8 rakats was tahajjud and 3 rakats was witr salah. And then فَإِذَا سَكَتْ, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he finished his witr salah, and when the muadhin was silent after calling out the adhan of the fajr, and then dawned, his fajr became very clear to him, the muadhin had come to him, he would stand up and perform his two rakats of sunnat of fajr, then he would just lie down on his right hand side until the muadhin Bilal would come back again and tell him, now ya Rasulullah, it is time for jama'at. Then Rasulullah would stand up and lead the salah. So again, after long 8 rakats of tahajjud, it's not like reading Inna Atina or Al-Asri in those rakats. Rasulullah SAW will read lengthy surahs and read his 3 rakats Witr would be in the end after his tahajjud salah. Then it was time for Fajr. He would read two rakat sunnat of Fajr, lie down for just 1 or 2 minutes, and then Bilal would come and call him, and then he would lead the Fajr salah. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صلى أحدكم ركعتي الفجر فليضطجع على يمينه رواه أبو داود الترمذي بأسانيد صحيحة قال الترمذي حديث حسن صحيح حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم when any one of you has performed the two rakat of Fajr he should lie down on his right hand side. Again, this is mustahab according to most of the ulama, and the purpose of this is just to gain some type of rest after a long period of tahajjud salah and before the fajr salah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallahi bihamdihi subhanallahi wa bihamdihi.